The IRS can take a taxpayer's home by just the signature of the district director alone. You know, and the irony of that rule is that it was part of the first taxpayer Bill of Rights. There's no court hearing. There is no notice. There is no opportunity to litigate the merits of the IRS's claim. Now, the IRS can close down a business, as Ms. Davis said, and take away a taxpayer's livelihood by merely filing a few papers in federal court. The judge simply signs the seizure order. That's all there is to it.